Thank you so much for joining us online today at Christ Covenant Church. We hope you sense God's presence and are encouraged by the message.
Well, as I said before, I'm greatly honored to be speaking this morning. I want to thank all of you, again, in person, online, for coming in, attending, tuning in, whatever it is. So if you will, if you have a copy of God's Word, would you please turn with me to Joshua 1:9. It's going to be our text this morning. I'm going to be reading out of the NIV, the NIV, this morning. And before I go ahead and read the verse, I just want to give a little bit of context behind what Joshua is all about. So the book of Joshua follows a man named Joshua. Who would have guessed it, right? Joshua was Moses' right-hand man and during the exodus of the Israelites in Egypt. He was with Moses until the very end, until Moses actually died. And when Moses died, God chose Joshua to continue leading the Israelites into the promised land. Now, undoubtedly, I'm sure Joshua was worried and hesitant to take charge initially. I mean, the guy had to fill the shoes of Moses, right? That's kind of a large task, not an easy task for sure. So God spoke to Joshua, encouraging him to move forward. And that's where we get our text this morning. So Joshua 1:9 says this, "Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged, for the Lord God will be with you wherever you go." The title of my message this morning is Made to Be. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, I thank you so much for the opportunity that you've given me, Lord, to speak this morning. The Spirit is already moving in this place, and I'm so thankful for it. Lord God, I pray that you open our hearts, open our minds to hear what you would have to say. Not what I would have to say, but what you would have to say. Lord, use me to speak to this congregation, those even those that are tuning in online or those that are watching this later. Lord God, I pray that something gets to them. Lord God, we love you and we praise you and we thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Again, Made to Be is the title of my message this morning. So I love the way that God speaks to Joshua. He encourages him, and I'm sure he's like hyping him up to continue the mission of delivering the Israelites into the promised land. And I want to take a close look at this verse and break it down into just two main points this morning. It's not a 5-point, it's a 2-point, don't worry. So if you're taking notes, please write down this first point that I got. Point number one, very simple. You can be courageous even when you're scared to death. Yes. See, first part of this, very, very encouraging. See, the Lord makes it very clear to Joshua the type of attitude that he expects from him. He says, be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. See, the Lord calls us to live a life of courage, not fear. He knows that things can get terrifying in the world. Like, he knows this. He understands that fear, it can make us freeze in our tracks. And the Lord knew that Joshua had plenty to be afraid of. In fact, if we take a look back into the book of Numbers, we can see exactly what Joshua had to be afraid of. You see, in the book of Numbers, it's not going to be up on the screen, I'm just going to tell you. Moses sends 12 spies, into the land of Canaan to gain some intel. See, Moses wanted to know what the land was like. Like, he wanted to know, was it fortified? Are there people there? Are the people strong? Are they weak? Is there good food there? He just asked those men to go out to there into the land of Canaan, come back with that information. So he sent those 12 spies, and among those 12 was Joshua. So the men went out and explored the land of Canaan. They spent 40 days gaining as much information as they could. And also, they actually even got some fruit to eat for him, like he asked. And just on a side note, it says that they cut one branch with like basically a bushel of grapes on it, and it took two men to carry just the one thing. Can you imagine that? Like, that is some good grapes. Like, that's a lot of grapes, y'all. Like, just on one thing. So the land was definitely, definitely ripe with food. So that was the good news. But unfortunately, there was some bad news as well. See, the men described the land as being heavily fortified. Not just fortified, heavily fortified. The cities were large, and not just the cities, but the people who lived there were gigantic. They described themselves as appearing like grasshoppers to these people. Like, think about a grasshopper for a second. Average size of a grasshopper, 2 inches, okay? Now, compare that to me, 2 inches, y'all. I'm not sure if maybe they were just exaggerating to Moses for like a good story, but if they weren't, these people were absolutely massive, huge people. And the Israelites, they're supposed to defeat these people to claim the promised land. Now, I don't know about you, but I would have some fear in that situation. I'd be kind of scared. So, but God has told Joshua to be strong and courageous in every situation. And I believe that's what God expects of us as well. In fact, I know it. In the context of our verse this morning, God, you see, he's not just asking Joshua to be courageous. Let's look back at verse 9. What does it say? It says, have I not commanded you? Have I not commanded you to be strong and courageous? See, he's commanding Joshua, and I believe commanding us to have strength and to have courage. It's not even a suggestion, y'all. Like, he's saying, I'm commanding you to do this. It's something that's so important, so crucially needed in our walk with God, that he commands us to live in a constant state of courage and strength. And to not live in this way is going against a commandment that the Lord is actually giving us. So we must do this as believers. We must move forward every single day, knowing that the Lord God in heaven expects us to do this. He expects it. Not just a suggestion, a commandment. In fact, I believe it's safe to say that if we don't do this, then we're missing out on a lot, if not all, of what Christ has planned for us in our lives. If we move in cowardice and weakness, then we'll miss out on the amazing works Christ has in store for us. And I don't know about you, but that gets me fired up to move forward as he's commanded us to do. We got to be strong. We got to have courage. We got to move forward. And trust me, I know things can get tough. I know that things can get scary. And God knows this too, especially in the times that we live in today. Times where if you turn on the TV or log into social media, all you see is fear. All you see is hatred. It can be so easy to be discouraged. It can be so easy to be frozen in fear. But it's in times like today where the Lord God wants to remind us that we are to be fearless. We are to be bold and strong. He commands us to, so we must do it. We can't bow before our fears and also bow before our Savior. We have to pick one. We have to pick one. And I'm up here on this platform to tell you that as Christians, we must bow before our Savior and our fear must go to the wayside. We must live in courage. It's in times like these where we look on the TV and our computer screen and declare that we will not be cowards. The Lord has built us up in courage and in strength, and we must claim that over our lives. We will not give into the fear that is trying its absolute best to seep into every fiber of our being. We must declare boldly that we are made in the image of the Almighty God, and we will not give into the deception of the enemy. We can't do it, y'all. We can't. The deception that is trying to convince us that we can't do something, that we can't accomplish what the Lord has put on our hearts. We must look up into the heavens and understand that the Lord God has instructed us to not be afraid. We must realize that, yes, we can't do this on our own. But to live life on our own was never God's plan anyway. It was never his plan. He is the one that gives us strength. The creator of all things is the one that gives us power. The strength and the courage to move forward. See, as I mentioned before, so much to fear in the world today. It seems like every single day there's something new to be afraid of. You just turn on the TV and they're like, okay, so good morning, y'all. Like, live terrified. Like, that's basically what I see, all right? And we're not supposed to live that way. And we're not supposed to accept that in our lives. But there's something to be said about fear specifically. You see, in my opinion, there's a difference between fear and danger. I believe that fear and danger are not the same thing. Fear, in fact, isn't real. I know that may seem like a bold statement, but hang with me there. I believe that fear is something our mind makes up by convincing us that there's danger in a situation. Because danger, on the other hand, is very real. It's a very real thing. Danger is when something bad has a very large possibility of happening. If you're not tracking with me, let me explain it differently. A good way to describe fear as not being real is like this. So, imagine you're terrified of sharks. You're terrified of sharks. Like maybe you saw Jaws one too many times, right? And like, you won't go anywhere near the water. Like not even a pool, okay? Like, you're not even getting close to a pool. Like, we all know good and well, there's absolutely no way that there's a shark in a swimming pool. All right? The thought that is, that's absolutely absurd, but you have such a strong fear of sharks that it's convinced you of a danger that isn't real. That's fear. It's fake. It's fake. In fact, I love the definition of fear that I learned long ago. Maybe some of you have heard this before. Fear, defined to me, is false evidence appearing real. False evidence appearing real. That's fear for me. And that definition is very fitting for that illustration because there's no way a shark's in the pool. A shark's not in the pool, okay? It's not in the pool. You're scared for no reason. Yeah. And sometimes we can be convinced of false evidence in our lives that gives us a false sense of danger, which keeps us moving forward in a situation. Because danger is very real. Now let's switch up the scenario now, just a little bit here. Let's imagine for a second now that you're at a beach and there's a sign that says, "Beware of bull sharks." Yes, okay. Would you get in? Tony wouldn't. if you would, go in that water. You have a lot more courage than me, okay? Because I for sure would not, okay? Not just because there are sharks, but because there are bull sharks, okay? If there are any marine biologists in the church or tuning in online, then you know that bull sharks are much different than a lot of other sharks because they're notorious for being a lot more likely to attack you than most other sharks for basically no reason. And they can get pretty big too, so I'm for sure not getting in that water. I'd be keeping my distance because they're dangerous. See, that poses a real threat. In that specific situation, having the fear to get into the water is backed up with the present danger. And I think most people wouldn't get into that water. I think. Maybe you would. I wouldn't. But I do have a video for you this morning of someone who's much more brave than I. So if you will, please focus on the screen. Watch this short video. Yeah, that's still no thanks for me. Would not be getting into that water. That's crazy though, isn't it? For that guy to get into that water, he had full faith in his knowledge that bull sharks wouldn't attack him without certain conditions. And then he went and produced those conditions, and he still wasn't attacked. He wasn't bitten. That's crazy. But here's the thing. Here's why I showed this video. In our walk with Christ, we may be called into danger. I think of Jonah, who God called to Nineveh, a wicked city that would most likely kill him for speaking against their wickedness. And he called him into Nineveh to warn the people about their impending divine wrath that was to come. That was a dangerous task for God to ask Jonah to do. And initially, Jonah was not up for it. And if you know the story, then you know that being disobedient did not end up well for him. He was the OG Pinocchio, y'all. He ended up in a whale's belly, basically. So, did not expect a laugh. Okay, so, but he ended up going there in faith and did what the Lord asked him to do. So God sometimes does ask us to step into danger, and that's when we must hold on to our faith and move forward in strength and courage to fulfill his perfect will. See, we can't sit back as Christians and not take risks for the sake of the kingdom. He's asked us sometimes to take risks, to move forward. God wouldn't ask us to have courage if there was never a need for it. He wouldn't ask for it. And I know that can be challenging for some of you, but it's the truth. I didn't come up here to sugarcoat anything. This is the truth. God asks us to be courageous for times where we might need courage. Something that really bothers me, irks me, is the idea that Christians are supposed to be like pacifists. No, when God calls us to act, we must act. Look in the scripture. There is plenty of evidence to support this. Okay, when he calls us to do something, we must go out and do it. And God knows that it can be scary for us. He knows that it can be difficult for us. But here's the thing. He hasn't called us to do these things alone. Which brings me to my next point, which I hope you will write down. My second and last point. You are not forsaken, even when you feel alone. When we look back at Joshua 1:9, we see the second part of the verse says this, "For the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go." I have a quick story of my childhood that I'd like to share with you. I think you'll enjoy it. I did not enjoy it when it happened to me, but it might be nice for you guys to hear. I feel like it goes well with this message. So I used to go to a church that was basically in like a business building. We had to take an elevator to get to the right floor. So I think I was like 5. I thought I'd be really, really cool. Pride comes before the fall, y'all. Either way, another message. So I thought it'd be really cool. Take up the elevator by myself up to the right floor. So I go ahead. I get in. I press the button. I go up. Doors open. I step out. And all the lights are off. And then the door closes behind me. And I can't see well because the lights are off. The elevator is already closed. I don't know what to do. I'm 5 years old. I'm terrified. So I did, I think what most five-year-olds would do is I just crawled under a desk in the darkness and started crying. I was terrified, y'all. I was terrified, and I waited for what seemed like an eternity. But after a while, I saw the doors open back up, and like a heavenly light shined, and it was my father come looking for me. He stepped out of the elevator. He found me there. He found me crying. He picked me up. He comforted me, and he took me to the right place that I needed to go. You see, even when I felt alone, my father was there for me. He never abandoned me and continued to pursue me until he found me. In fact, I kind of abandoned him. And the same can be said about our Heavenly Father. He's always there for us. When we are in our greatest fear, he will be there to rescue us. He will never leave us or forsake us. We need to hold on to that truth, and we're called to step out into something that causes us to fear. He will call us into things, to do things for him that may make us fearful and comfortable. He may call us into a storm that we really don't want to get involved with. But when he calls us into that storm, we can have full confidence and boldness, knowing that the Lord God Almighty is with us every step of the way. We're not alone. Psalms 34:4 gives us even more assurance when it tells us this: I sought the Lord and he answered me. He delivered me from all of my fears. Yes, things can get worrisome. Yes, things can get scary, but we have a Father in heaven that wants us to know for certain that he is there for us. It just takes pursuit. If we want his comfort and his courage, we need to pursue him. His love is there for us, but he wants us to turn to him for it. Okay? That's why we as a church make it a point to have designated times of prayer and fasting. We just finished up our 21 days of prayer last week. And if you joined us in prayer during that time, you know how amazing it is to pursue Christ in prayer. We had morning prayer here at the church on Monday mornings during our 21 days. And when we would finish that, y'all, I felt like I could take on the world for Jesus. And that's what he wants for us. He wants us to pursue him so we can know and feel that he is with us on a daily basis. So if you are scared, if you're worried, if you need strength in any situation, run to God in prayer and in worship. We can't do this alone, nor were we ever supposed to. So let me say it again. Run to God in prayer and worship. If you are sick, pray in worship. If you're depressed, pray in worship. Am I talking to you guys? Come on. If you're scared, pray in worship. If you're weak, pray and worship. That's what we're called to do. The battles we go through in life are fought spiritually first. Prayer should always be step one. Always. We need to ingrain that truth into our lives if we desire to live how Christ designed us to live. Prayer must be at the forefront of our battles. This is how I fight my battles, y'all. Prayer, worship. I want to end this message with one more verse. John 14:27. I am leaving you with a gift. Peace of mind and heart, and the peace I give is a gift the world cannot give. So don't be troubled or afraid. This world cannot give you what you need. What your heart desires can only come from the one who created your heart. If you are in the building or tuning in online, let me tell you this. What you need, what you really need, can only come from the one who sits on the throne. Can only come from him. So let's choose Christ every day and let him fill us with the strength and the courage that he commands us to live by. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, I thank you so much for this word that you've put on my heart. Lord God, I hope that it spoke to somebody this morning, because I know that it spoke to me. Lord, I thank you for the time that we have, the opportunities that we have to gather, to worship, to pray. Lord, continue to pour your courage and your strength on us on a daily basis. I thank you that we can gather here today, Lord God, and understand that you are on the throne. We can look towards you and pray to you, Lord God, knowing that you're listening and that you're with us. You did not make us to live this life alone. you asked us to pursue you on a regular basis so that you can fill us with your strength and your courage, and we thank you for it. And I've spoken a lot about strength and courage this morning. I've said that the followers of Jesus, that we must live this way to truly accomplish what he has called us to accomplish. And I hope for some of you that sparked a fire in your heart to move forward in this way in your life. But there may be some of you here that are tuning in online that may have never lived that way because you've never had Christ in your life. You've never taken a step to move to make the most important decision that you could possibly make in your life. Well, this morning, I want to give you that chance, as Greg did this morning. If you didn't make that step, I can't come up here and speak without offering this opportunity for you. This is why I get up in the morning. That's why I come here, you know, throughout the week. I mean, it's all fun, you know, making events and everything, but that's for one purpose. It's to give you the opportunity to speak truth to you and let you make this decision. So with every head bowed and every eyes closed, if you are here in the building or watching online, or if you're even watching this message months later and you're wanting to make the decision in your life for Christ, or maybe you've accepted Christ in your heart before, but you're wanting a fresh start to live more according to God's will, I want to give you that chance. I'm not going to embarrass you or make you stand up or anything like that. I just want to pray with you. It's not some fancy prayer. It's just a statement of commitment to the Lord Jesus. So just in a second, I'm going to pray, but before I do, I want to know who I'm praying for. So with every head bowed still, every eyes closed, if that's you this morning and you want to accept Christ in your heart for the first time, or maybe the first time in a long time, will you just raise your hand for me so I can just know who I'm praying for? It's not a fancy prayer. It's nothing crazy. Just a prayer of commitment. Now what we're going to do here is we're going to say a prayer together out loud. But the great thing is that you're not going to say this prayer alone. All the other Christ followers in the room, they're going to be praying with you. So if you're here in the room or listening later, wherever you are, you just repeat this prayer after me. Dear Jesus, I want you in my life. I know that I'm a sinner, but I want to be made clean. Jesus, I believe that you died on the cross and that you rose from the dead to cleanse me of my sin. So I ask that you take every sin and every mistake and purify me from the inside out. Jesus, I accept you as my Lord and Savior for the rest of my life. Jesus, make me strong and courageous. In your holy name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much for listening today. If you made a decision for Jesus Christ, or if your life has been impacted in any way, please send us an email at info@christcove.net. We would love to hear your story. And for those that committed your life to Christ, we want to help you on your new journey by sending our free Start Bible Kit in the mail. If you'd like to partner with us financially, simply click on the Give tab at christcove.net. There it will take you to a safe and secure page where you can set up a one-time or recurring gift to help us accomplish our vision, heaven full and hell empty. And as always, you can find out more about Christ Covenant on our website or on Facebook or Instagram at Christ Cove Houston.